Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Simply put, Sony dominated the video game market and would continue to do so for the next generation. In fact, the PlayStation 2, which was released in 2000 and can play the original PlayStation games, would become the best-selling game console of all time. From Sega Dreamcast, which was released by Nintendo, to Nintendo's GameCube and Microsoft's Xbox, it became one of the first consoles to use DVD. The Dreamcast, considered ahead of its time for several reasons, including the ability to play online gaming, was a commercial flop that ended Sega's console efforts. Video games on several game consoles have performed really well over the last decade. Whether you're returning from a long break or exploring the world of gaming for the first time, here are some of the great titles from the past year or two that will delight you. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a game that blurs the line between games and life simulations, and it is one of the best games on PlayStation 4. You can spend your time furiously confronting rival gangs, marching through bars, playing blackjack, or following an adventure story. If you want to give it your all, you can even play events and get a group of people to play, themed food and costumes, and even games based on food or costumes. The great thing about video games today is that technology is so advanced that you can easily enjoy games with friends and family. Video Games Day is a great opportunity to take the path of digital reminiscence and do so with friends. It's time to take stock of what games you'd still recommend, even if you have your PS5. Even if you've been through a decade and are looking forward to a new generation of consoles, I believe in games that are so good that they last for decades. How much has a game influenced you, and can it still be considered an excellent game in 2019, and how much will it affect you in the future? This is to underline the importance of the long-term influence in the industry, as if we were all based on influence, 90% of all games were from 2003. Many of the games on the 2019 list are hugely influential and, while some of them may be a little long, in the tooth, I believe every one of them stands out as an incredible gaming experience to this day. One of the advantages of a video game list is that most people already know about every single game. This is likely to be attributed to the success of Nintendo's Wii system, which introduced motion control games to gamers around the world. Things like Wii Fit can help you stay active, and these days you're in a hospital or nursing home. This article shows you 10 reasons why video games are good for you and the benefits they bring that justify playing them for 10 hours a day. When it comes to buying a console itself, there are several factors to consider. If you buy it as a gift for someone and don't know much about the various options, you can determine the main differences between consoles to inform your purchase on eBay for a new used console. It is your responsibility to figure out how to play it without dropping the controller and doing something else that could be more important to you than the game itself. Most players choose a console mainly by looking at the games available for a particular model. But do you know what you are looking for in terms of games on the console itself, as well as the price of the game itself? Gambling is a pervasive part of our culture, coloring everything from our choice of clothes to our taste in the kitchen. There are evening restaurants dedicated exclusively to the players and the games they love. The Video Games Day is an opportunity to learn this form of fun and is dedicated to this crucial part of our culture and shares it with new and old players. Video games are ubiquitous in the lives of most American teenagers, and video games, especially for boys, serve as an important place to build and nurture friendships. It doesn't matter if you're a video game fanatic or someone who's hardly played a video game. According to the Pew Research Center, 72% of teens have played a video game. According to a recent survey of 1,000 U.S. teenagers, 80% play video games alone or have access to game consoles, and 81% of them had access to a game console last year. Video games have been around for decades, and today they form a $100 billion global industry spanning a wide range of platforms, from portable consoles to video games on mobile devices. Nearly two-thirds of American households have at least one household member who regularly plays a video game. Video games and internet technology have changed dramatically in recent years, so that it is no longer necessary to be in the same room as playing games with friends and others. Thank you all for joining us again on Rio Da Vinci 9, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.